Welcome to Whatever's Clever with Sam
Jackson
and me
Jordan.
Me, Jordan.
Say your name.
Jordan.
Let's try that again. Welcome to Whatever's Clever with Sam
Jackson
and me
Jordan.
Me, Jordan.
Do it again.
Wait, why don't you just say all of our names?
All right. Welcome to Whatever's Clever with Sam
Jackson
and me.
Okay, you know what? Screw you. We are back.
That was mean.
We're going to take a word. We're going to take it and make it.
We're going to take it and we're going to make it.
We're going to make it.
And then
it.
We're going to put it in an oven.
And bake it.
And bake it. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to take a word and we're going to make you think about it.
And fall's going to come. The leaves are going to fall and we're going to rake it.
A little late on that.
that little plug.
And then we're going to
fake it.
Take the ordinary.
This isn't real life. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's roll.
Let's put that generator on. Flip the switch.
Boat.
That was a great switch noise, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do it again. Okay.
You do it, Jackson. Oh, and then my switch is.
Oh, how about this switch? Close your eyes. Podcast people, you don't have to do anything. You guys close your eyes. Think about this switch. I have to do the action.
Well, they can close their eyes and think about it too.
Okay, ready?
Ooh, that was a heavy switch.
Yeah.
How about, okay, one more for me. Close your eyes, though. Oh. I don't want, you guys can't look at me.
Yeah. This is a good ASMR.
And then people listening, please.
ASMR portion. We should do more ASMR.
Here it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Speaking of, did you hear it?
That was it?
Yeah, it was a little one.
Okay, how about this one? Ready? Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, that's enough.
It's on an ocean.
Yeah, you're close.
You're in a seashell.
It's the word of the day.
Oh,
it's
yeah, because
it's
boat. Okay,
boat.
Thank you for bringing it back, because we're
back on boats.
We were
lost. Sweating a little bit after
that one.
Okay,
you guys, there are more than a million types of boats, according to Wikipedia.
And we're not
going to
read each one for you.
I have narrowed it down to a list of 20.
That's all?
Yes. And I'm just going to go down the list, and we can point them out if you want. The auxiliary ship, the bow rider, the bracera, the Cape Islander, the captain's gig, the center console, the Chendum Vallum.
The center console, like what's
in
your car?
Yes,
like
it is now a ship. I don't know what it means, and I don't have time to look it up. The cobble, the cog, the coracle, the Cornish pilot gig,
the
Dorna, the drifter, fishing, the drifter, naval. The dugout, the fishing boat, contemporary, the fishing boat, traditional, the flyack, the flying boat, the folding boat, the friendship sloop.
Whoa, 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 wait. You said a flyack? Is that a kayak that can also be
flying?
Flying?
Yes. I don't know.
Wow.
They attach
wings.
And
when you, you go off of a.
Off a waterfall.
Yeah, go off a waterfall and you fly.
Oh, that'd be hella sweet.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Fly, act like an eagle.
Everybody close your eyes again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine this.
Okay. You gotta make more.
Yeah, you be the ocean, I'll be
okay.
The.
River.
Yeah, so sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
Go.
And then we're in a two-man fly act.
Sure, sure.
A two-man fly. Okay.
Yeah. I'm having so much fun.
I love my fly act.
Oh no, what's that? In the distance.
It's a waterfall.
Oh shoot.
It's a waterfall.
Hold the switch, Sam.
The fly act is going.
Wait, do another switch. Pause.
Okay.
Do the switch noise. Yeah, that's a
good
one.
That's the switch to the flag.
Woo!
Oh my gosh, I'm afraid of heights. That's why we went kayaking.
With a
flyack. That was good. We should do, I hope everyone else enjoyed that.
We took them on a journey. There's no way they're not going to enjoy
that. They're not going to enjoy that.
There's a hot air balloon.
Yeah. No, let's move on.
I can see my house from here.
The flyack is piercing the hot air balloon. That elderly couple is falling to their death.
The ambulance is coming. They pulled out that trampoline. Will they catch him in time?
I think you said this would be the best anniversary ever.
I'm sorry, darling.
That's the old man.
Sam, we killed two people.
Yes.
You should feel
in
terrible.
Our flyack.
Right,
but here's the real story. Boats. Jordan, what do you got for us?
I have a would you rather.
Hot air balloons are pretty much like boats, huh? Keep going. What's your
Anyway, Would you rather? First one of the day.
All right.
I have several. Would you rather have to spend the day in a small rowboat with a morbidly overweight friend or a very nervous, fidgety friend who can't swim and is afraid of water?
What's the...
What kind of boat are we talking? Traditional rowboat. Or contemporary?
A small rowboat.
Is it
rowboat.
The garbage scow? Oh, no, it's the friendship sloop. That's a real boat.
Yes. That's exactly what it's in.
Okay, so we're in a friendship
sloop.
You're in
a friendship sloop. It's small. And if an overly obese man was in it with
or
you...
Or woman. It could be a friend.
Or a woman. It could,
it's
a friend.
A friend.
A friend.
I would choose that person.
Or an overly fidgety person that can't swim.
Yeah, think like Rickety Cricket, you know? From...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think I...
Pinocchio.
I think I'd...
Rickety Cricket, your conscience that
Pinocchio.
Tells you to do
that. Is his
that.
Name Rickety Cricket? I think you're off on that.
No, yeah, it's Rickety Cricket.
Yeah, from It's Always Sunny in Pinocchio Land.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, huh?
So I think I'd take the rickety kid.
Over the obese man?
Yeah. Can I put a life jacket on him? Or
you're both obviously wearing life jackets. We're being safe.
I would take the obese person because being obese is not a personality. It's just something.
True. It'd be cool.
The rickety person would just be annoying.
But can you imagine like being completely vertical in a boat?
That'd be awesome.
Like imagine your boat at like a 45 degree angle basically for a whole day.
Unless he's sitting on the front. But if he's sitting...
Or if
he or she is sitting
or
on the front.
Put him in the middle.
In the middle. Okay, put him in the middle.
Dude,
and you sit on their shoulders.
Speaking
like
of Titanic, remember the scene where the boat is standing up and then there's guys just flying down?
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Bing,
oh,
bing.
That's terrible.
That's a bad scene. Why did they...
It'd be
kind
of fun. Well, why did they do it? Because
right,
it actually
happened.
There was
I
a boat
it.
Called the Titanic. In the
scene. Yeah, and Kate Winslet was there.
Yeah. The old granny was there,
mm-hmm.
telling the stories later. Oof. Hey, here's a fun quote from Titanic.
Okay.
Jack says, are you nervous? And Rose says, no, put your hands on me, Jack.
Where? Is that when they did the, it's the king of the world?
I honestly
yeah,
can't remember.
That's actually right before that.
There you go.
Yeah, he's like, he like comes up behind and he's like, hey, baby.
No,
he says, are you nervous?
Are you nervous?
Yeah, but before that he says, hey, baby.
Are you nervous?
Are you nervous?
Hey, there's nudity in that movie.
Yeah.
I've never
draw
seen
me,
it.
Jack.
You never seen it?
Uh-uh.
Because of the nudity?
Never yeah. Never got to see the
first
VHS tape. I always only got to watch the second VHS tape.
Yeah. First one is filled with too much pornography.
It's literally, yeah, nudity in every shot.
Yeah.
It was a bold choice.
It was a bold move.
First,
cotton, we'll
yeah,
see if
James
it pays
Cameron
off.
Just really just, I need nudity in this.
Give me them.
No.
Nudities.
All right, so can we agree that the crickety kid? No?
No.
You said the obese man or woman?
The obese person, because they're probably just chill.
They're probably chill. But spending a... Yeah, I'd say obese person.
Yeah.
It make me nervous. When other people are nervous, it makes me nervous.
Yeah, that would be terrible. I would throw that kid off the boat.
Yeah.
You got another would you rather?
Yeah, but I want to save it.
Oh, he's going to save it. He's just going to throw it out.
I have a couple...
I
have some good ones.
I got a joke for you guys.
Jackson's Joke Corner.
It's a boat. Welcome to
Jackson's
Joke Corner.
Joker.
It's a boat.
Womp, 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 womp.
That's usually how these jokes go. Go ahead, Jackson.
No, this one's actually really good. It's boat adjacent. It's not specific to boats, but what's a pirate's favorite letter?
Oh. I love this joke.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
Oh, well.
You think it'd be R, but it'd be C.
You ruined it.
Did I?
He likes the letter R, but his first love be the C.
No, I think I did it better.
No, because you didn't.
All right, sound off in the comments.
Sound off in the comments.
We'll send it. We'll put a poll out.
Let's just deliver it.
Okay,
go first.
Okay. I'm going to deliver it to Sam.
Yeah,
of course.
Just quickly go.
What do you think a pirate's favorite letter is?
R?
You think it'd be R, but it'd be C.
I like that.
And
okay.
If you and I have my,
yeah,
he
my
does
finger.
Have his finger as a hook.
As a little hook.
I love the voice. You're missing out. You're missing some words.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Sam, what's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
Oh, you know, you think it'd be R, but his first love be the C.
Yeah, so sound off in the comments and
we'll put a poll on Twitter.
Put a poll and vote for who you think did it better, because I obviously did.
Oh, speaking of.
Well, we could follow up with that.
From the last episode, we asked who was the best host.
Did people comment?
Well.
People voted.
Yes.
And.
Yes, I need this.
Jackson is the winner.
I'm the winner for sure.
Best host.
You did not.
Second place was me, and you actually got 0% of the vote.
Who was voting?
Not your friends.
My siblings.
Oh my gosh.
So thank you, Sam, Abby, Emma. I think also my wife, Caitlin. Thank you for making me the winner of this week. It just feels really good.
Host
78%.
Every week we put a host of the show poll up.
Yeah.
See who's the best host. But also the
joke, you just got to push it.
Push it real good.
You guys padded the stats.
Yeah.
You guys filled the ballot boxes with your own little.
You want a recount, Al Gore?
I don't want. Okay.
Let's, this week's. We'll do it again this week.
We'll see who the host of the
show. Yeah, we will see. I'm going to freaking
the show.
I'm going to be a real politician about this, kiss some babies, shake some hands, and you guys are going
to
be sorry.
I will love
come
to
next
see
week.
It. I would love to see it.
All right, what's next, buddy?
What next? We're going to do news, but first a word from our sponsor.
Yup. Yeah.
Thanks, Anchor. You make it easy to podcast. Now, we're going to get into news. I have some news stories. I'll be honest, most news stories ended with accident or death, but I found a few.
Rough.
And you know the story. We did it last episode. We're doing it this episode. I'm going to give you three stories, news stories. Now, granted, some of these stories were dated back in 2014. I had to go into the archives.
Oh,
so don't take this as, oh my gosh, it happened yesterday.
2014
don't
was
do that.
A million years ago.
I know, right?
Who cares?
Keep going. But we have the stories. Here they are. I want you to rate which one is the best, the wildest, or the most interesting. All right? That's the goal. First one. Actually, I'm going to leave that one for last.
Oh.
Yeah. This one.
Playing favorites.
So the first one is local restaurant Reddy's drive-thru for boats. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Here's the next one, and this first part is part of the headline.
Okay.
I promise this clickbait delivers. They start their headline with that, then says,
okay.
This horrifying Florida man story involves boats, guns, cocaine, and hostages.
Yeah.
You got to see this guy's mugshot.
Oh,
we're going to share it online.
That's rough.
He is,
I've seen worse.
He looks like he's pooping.
Well, he just looks
pissed.
He does look
pissed. Okay,
keep going.
Last one. Actually, there's one more, but I'm not going to put it in the running.
Then why talk about it?
Because it's funny, and it's going to lead to something probably later that you'll discuss, Jackson. Rest in peace, RIP. Boats and Hoes PAC, a Texas Republican's ill-advised tribute to Will Ferrell.
Oh, my
You guys remember Step Brothers?
Yeah. Boats and Hoes.
Boats and Hoes, right?
Boats and Hoes.
So that movie came out in 2008, okay? So in 2014...
The mother effing Catalina wine mixer.
It's the Catalina wine mixer. A Texas Republican tried to make his campaign Boats and Hoes, H-O-E-S.
Because that's his name.
Well, no.
What?
It's...
Isn't that how you spell...
Wait, that's how you spell hoes?
Hoes, anyway.
Is that...
Like
it's not H-O?
No.
Maybe? No?
No, it's H-O-E-S.
I think it's H-O-E-S. But that's his is that his name?
Tie?
Is his name Boat and his running mate is...
No, Hose. The guy's Hose? Name was Sean Nowaki.
Of course. Sean Nowaki.
But overall, the point is he wanted to name his campaign, his PAC campaign, Boats and Hoes.
And how'd he do?
He won.
Instantly, like a day later, everyone
voted
said, you can't do it, and cut it.
Who said you can't do it?
Well, I mean,
this
is anybody
America,
he needed boats.
What was the title of that one? I liked it.
RIP, rest in peace. Boats and Hoes, PAC, a Texas Republican's ill-advised tribute to Will Ferrell.
RIP in peace.
RIP in peace, man.
Boats and Hoes.
RIP in peace, Boats and Hoes.
Bones and
Hoes. So which one was most interesting?
Ooh.
Wild. I mean, the fact that there's a drive-through for boats, that's dope. And then I promise this clickbait delivers...
That one just sounds cool.
This horrifying Florida man story involves boats, guns, cocaine, and hostages.
I think that one just sounds cool. Like, I mean,
yeah,
action
I get
movie
you.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's the boats and hoes guy.
Jordan, what's your vote?
I'm torn misguided. Between those two. Since you already told me how it ends, like, I feel like I want the crazy Florida man one.
Ooh. Yep. Oh. This is also important. The first paragraph after the headline, a group of fishing charter guests.
Guests?
So this guy is the captain of a ship.
No.
Whoa. The Florida man?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
So we got a group of fishing charter guests say that their Florida captain drove his boat in circles for hours, refusing to dock and ignoring their pleas.
Please.
Please.
And it involved guns, obviously. Cocaine,
of course,
and those guests being hostages.
Oh. All right, game. I have a game.
Oh, let's hear it.
We're going to determine how those things were related to the story without reading the story. Ooh. Unless you already know.
Okay. No.
I got it.
Okay, Jackson, go ahead.
What's this guy's name?
The guy's name, I would have to find.
Mortimer.
No, he's
Captain.
From
Captain Mark Bailey, 36 Bailey. Years old.
Hey, hello, everyone. Welcome aboard. My name is Captain Bailey.
Florida accent.
Oh, hey, what up, everybody? My name is...
What up?
Yeah, Florida is just, like, the worst place.
Me, my Mark Bailey.
Hey, what's up, you idiots? Welcome to a fishing charter. I don't care. My name's Captain Bailey. Get on the boat.
Hope nobody from Florida listens to this podcast.
Florida sucks. Just kidding.
No.
You got to talk with more of a southern accent.
Molasses coming out of your mouth.
Kind of molasses kind of spilling out of your mouth.
Well, that's a quote from a different...
sorry, go ahead. Go ahead and we'll make up the accent.
Yeah, so you keep going.
Oh, am I playing
this? This is ours. I'm just going to go.
Oh, I'll go.
No, you can be the passengers now.
You be the passengers. I'm the boat.
Hey, Captain Mark.
What?
Captain Bailey.
Sorry.
Can I go back to shore, please?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Did our boat just die?
No, why are there guns on the ship?
Ow! I'm not shooting. I'm just shooting in the air.
My leg!
Oh my gosh. Is that cocaine in the corner?
You bet it is.
Why is this happening?
So what happened?
That's it.
So he was just high on cocaine driving in circles?
Yeah.
And then people complained and he shot in the air?
Yep.
Like a cowboy.
And then the Coast Guard... Oh, and then... This is the Coast Guard.
Pull your boat
over. What did he do? What did he...
Pull your boat over.
Anchors away.
Afterwards, stop at the drive-through.
and they stop, and then...
Then they get drive-through
with the boat.
Yeah,
from the Burger King that's all right, on
one
the
more
water.
One more fun fact, and Jordan can give it a shot. There is Captain Morgan. How appropriate. Beer. That's the alcohol that was on ship.
Love that stuff.
Right. You gotta love that, Captain Morgan. There's a little captain
on
all of us.
So he put his foot up on a barrel and then...
Started shooting the gun.
Shoot. Yeah. Yep. That's what happened.
You said I could have a go at something?
Do you want to try and explain that, or did Jackson do it justice?
That's exactly what I would have said.
Perfect.
You did a great job, Jackson. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Great work.
Would you rather?
Okay, here we go, guys. Another would you rather. We have... Would you rather fight an army of evil penguins or be on a boat with three of your least favorite people?
Oh. How large is the army?
You see March of the Penguins?
Yeah.
It's like that big.
Holy shnikes, that's an army.
Oh, fight an army of penguins or be on a boat with three.
And then
three
to sweeten
people.
The deal, Morgan Freeman is narrating it.
Oh, I will fight the army. Well, no.
By the time Jackson got there.
I will die. I'll die by a penguin. That's a cool way to die, though. We all have to die. Or, and dying by penguin, like battle, would be
death
cool.
By penguin.
And let's say...
How long do you have to be on the boat, though?
In a world.
As long as the battle would take.
In a world with penguins.
So,
attack.
It could be very quick.
30 seconds.
Depending on how good you are at fighting penguins. How about... No, let's not do that. Let's say...
1 year.
A day. 1 day on a boat with your three least favorite people.
1 day on a boat with three least... Nope.
Yeah, I like keep going. I would choose the penguins still.
I think I'd take the people.
Really?
Because I don't have to talk to them.
So who are your three?
No, they're
going
to talk to you, though.
Yeah, who are your three? Who would you
who's
put?
On the boat with you?
I'm not going to say.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Here I am on the
oh,
boat.
Oh, no.
Sorry, he's not We here. Did not invite him to this show.
Hey, guys, I know I wasn't invited, but I'm here.
Sorry,
that's
I won't.
That's it, I guess.
Donald Trump and...
Ivanka Trump.
Ivanka Trump and his son.
And either of those
Donald Trump
doofuses.
Jr.
Yeah. Oh, just all him and the sons. Baron's cool. He's child. He's not cool. I don't know. Donald Trump and those
probably
two doofus. Yeah.
On Fortnite or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Two of those doofus Trump brothers. That would just be.
All right. Let's not get too political here.
Well, let's not get too political.
I don't want to alienate our other more
I can
Trump supportive.
Yeah.
Guys.
I still say I would not take.
I just don't want to.
I wouldn't take the army of penguins.
You wouldn't take the army of penguins.
Do I have weapons? Am I going to win?
Well, if you have weapons, they have weapons.
Well, screw that. I'm not going up against weaponized penguins.
Can you imagine?
I can only imagine.
And these are evil penguins. Like, they are trying to kill you.
I'll take my luck. Dude, just try my luck.
You would die.
I would try the penguins as well. Because it's probably so satisfying just to kick a penguin.
Oh,
yeah. They're like probably
well,
like
I would feel really bad if it was just a regular penguin. But if they were coming out to kill you, then you got it.
No, yeah, they're out for blood.
Oh, you could just get a bowling ball. They're just like little pins anyways.
That's so funny. I was thinking of kicking them in the head.
Oh.
Or like punching them in the head. They're... Grabbing them by the beak.
This is animal.
It's getting a little
we
wild.
We do not advocate
so going
animal
back,
abuse.
Going back to boats.
Yeah, boats.
Boats.
Yeah, that one was loosely boat related.
You'd
have
to
take
it was a
kind
boat
of
to
boat
get to
related.
The
yeah, you're on a boat.
And the boat with the three people.
I'm on
if
a
you're
boat.
You're on a boat fighting the penguins. That's
take
a
good hard
thing.
Look
you're
at
dead.
The. Yeah.
I got my swim trunks and my flippy floppies.
Hey, you guys, you like social media?
I love social media.
Well, welcome to the Social Media Minute
with Jackson.
With boats.
And boats.
There's a really good Pinterest image. It has.
I thought we talked about not doing.
No, but it's words.
Visual
it's all
things.
Words on
okay.
it.
Okay.
It's a bananas with a red, like, no symbol over it. It says, bananas are bad luck on a fishing boat. Please leave on shore or eat now. No kidding.
Yes.
That makes sense.
I can confirm this.
Oh.
When I was looking at news stories.
When I was eating bananas on my fishing
boat. When I was eating bananas on my boat. No. When I was looking at news stories, that was the wild card news story. Oh. Exactly that. Is it really a
connection.
Bad thing to bring a banana on a boat?
Did you say it was bad luck?
Yeah.
It's bad luck. Bad juju,
like,
man.
This is like, okay, hold on. Let me get into character really quick.
Okay. Yarg, it's me, the sea captain, and you better not be coming on my boat with your bananas.
Your bananas. Day. Year.
With your bananas.
Year
I
bananas.
Said it great.
Daylight come and me one go home.
No. I don't know what you're doing
come
here because I'm trying to do it.
Tally me banana. I'm the guy who's bringing the bananas on the boat.
Oh, yeah, okay, wait, one.
Yeah.
Keep doing that.
Okay. Daylight come and
you be getting
home.
Off me boat
six
with those
foot,
bananas.
7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
I love bananas.
That is
daylight
a demon song from the Caribbean juju, the Caribbeans.
The Caribbeans. And they put curses on pirate boats,
the
and that's
Bermuda,
why it's bad
the
luck.
The Bermuda Triangle is probably where all the bananas like are getting shipped through, right? That's probably just...
It's, I guess.
The
I
Banana
mean,
Triangle, am I right?
Sound off in the comments who has a better
oh,
pirate
oh,
voice,
oh.
by the way.
One more fun fact about the Titanic that I found in this news story is...
There were bananas all over that boat.
There were over 1,000 bananas on the Titanic.
No!
No!
They didn't listen to the sea captain.
The sea captain.
Okay.
Never mind.
I have a Reddit page that
I've
pulled up.
Oh, here we go.
I just want to read you the title. Well, not the Reddit, like the thing up at the top. Epic boat sex.
And?
Boat sex is one word.
Tell me more.
Oh, it's one word?
Yeah. I'm just going to go through the history from the start to where we are now.
Yeah.
Boat sex, dash, YouTube search. Yep, type the words there. No sign of journeys.
Daddy, where do boats come from?
Well, darling, when one boat loves another boat.
Now it ends, and it's a gif of Game
they
of Thrones.
Boat sex.
Kit Ridge, what's his name?
Kit?
What's his name?
Kit.
Is that his name?
Or Kip.
It's Kit.
Kit.
I don't forget his last name.
No. The character in the Dragon Lady.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow and the Dragon Lady, and it says hashtag boat sex, and it's just a gif of them looking at each other.
Oh, yeah, because they do it on a boat.
Oh, there you go.
Spoiler, sorry, season 6.
Hashtag post boat sex.
Sorry, season 7.
Here's
don't
a,
at me.
And in the news, here's another post from them. The Boat of Kink. Sex-mad cruisers go wild on floating fetish voyage.
Oh.
Hundreds of revelers went... Oh, this is a fake one for like the show, I think. I've never seen. Well. Hundreds of revelers went wild and got very kinky on a fetish boat as it set off this weekend. And it's a picture of the dragon lady and the guy with the
Khaleesi
furry
and Jon Snow.
17 days until boat sex. 9 days until boat sex. It's happening. They're on the boat. Start of next episode. They're gonna bone. epic boat sex will happen. And then...
Are there bananas on this boat?
There's one banana.
There's one. Hey.
Oh.
And then the last post is Nop is the title, and then Nope underneath. That's it. That's wow. The whole epic boat sex
sometimes,
Reddit page.
Sometimes you read stuff, and I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Oh, man.
It's like so much...
Someone just really wanted to single out that portion of the Game of Thrones.
It was pretty crazy.
Game of Thrones universe.
Can I share 8 facts, 8 weird superstitions that includes the banana superstition?
Yes.
And then we can end this thing?
Yes, but okay. I also have one other thing.
Yes, you can end it then. Let me do this. Ready?
Better be good.
Redheads are bad luck on a boat.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Okay. And then there's a really creepy picture of Carrot Top, and he's like big-eyed. Anyway,
that dude
number two,
never on the boat.
He's banned from boats.
A lucky hat. You got to wear your lucky hat.
Oh,
okay, makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
So far, I'm on board with all of these.
Bananas are bad luck.
Yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do the banana. Yeah. No bananas on board.
It's like, how do you eat a banana?
Never rename your boat.
Oh.
Once it's named, we'll get.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
Should we do it now?
Do it now.
All right, here we go. Whoop, whoop, woo. This isn't a Would You Rather, but it is a boat name game that I came up with. So
the
I'm going to read.
Game.
Welcome to the boat name game with the boat boys.
I can find a sound for that.
No, I like mine better.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to, boat name game consists of this. I will name the name of a boat, a real boat. Do you have the list open?
No,
do you have a list?
I don't.
Okay. Good. Don't cheat. No
I
cheating.
No cheating.
I will name a real boat and a fake boat name, and you guys will tell me which one's real. Mm-hmm. Did you just barely close it? Okay.
You son of a...
All right. So do you guys have any questions about how the game works?
Let's play the boat name game.
For the boat boys.
Boat boys.
All right. First round.
Okay.
There's 3 rounds, and winner gets a prize.
Ooh. I love prizes.
And it's a secret prize.
I love prizes.
First one is... bow movement versus Squidward's bounty.
Oh, no.
I love the first one.
Bow movement's the real one.
I'm going Squidward's bounty.
Jackson's right. It's bow movement.
Son of a...
Oh, that one made me laugh really hard.
Bow
all right,
movement.
So it's 1-0. Jackson's in the lead. Next group.
I didn't know. I didn't
round
know.
Round 2. Broseidon's wrath. And again, I'll repeat. Broseidon's wrath. Versus Beyonce.
Oh, I want it to be Beyonce. I don't care if I lose.
Broseidon.
It's Beyonce.
Yes!
Oh my gosh. And so Jackson takes it.
Are
Jackson
you
takes
it
2-3.
But let's do the third one.
All right. We want to see if we can get a.
This one's worth.
Get clean sweep.
50 points.
I'm not
worth,
even in it now. It's just Jackson.
No, it's just worth 50. It's worth 50 points.
No.
You can make a comeback.
Okay.
You can make a comeback, or Jackson can completely mop the floor with you.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Or. The poop deck.
A little boat humor for you from
right,
the boat boys.
Round 3. Round 3. Round 3. What's so funny?
Lay it on me.
Okay, Captain. Round 3.
Go for it.
It is.
That's the boat name?
No, 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 no.
It is.
Feeling naughty. Spelled N.
Nautical.
Like,
I get you.
You know, versus My Sexy Boat 2.
Feeling naughty.
I'm going My Sexy Boat too.
It's Feeling Naughty.
It's Feeling Naughty.
Naughty.
What are you reckon? Oh man.
Oh my gosh, you suck.
I'm the boat. I'm the boat king.
You are Broseidon.
I am the boat boy king.
You are the banana boat boy. No.
Fishing banana. What?
Why do they call them banana boats if bananas are unlucky?
Because they're burner boats. They're like just
one time use.
Just put like a plank out there, banana boat. Just get it out. They gotta ship bananas, but you just
it's true.
You can't
someone's
trust
gotta
it.
Ship the bananas.
That's why they're called banana boats.
Okay, final 4 superstitions. You ready? Never whistle while fishing. Okay.
That don't sounds. Whistle.
Yeah, fish
I
hate.
I feel like I've seen hate. That on many a cartoon.
Fish hate whistling.
So yeah, well, it says women don't like to be whistled at, so fish don't either. Yeah. I don't know why this person tied that together.
So you can whistle a tune, but you can't just like.
Yeah, hey, you can't fish. Whistle at them.
Yeah,
don't fish. Hey, fishy, fishy, come here.
Maybe it's because
fish baby.
Don't like cat calls.
Oh,
meow.
That was good. Catfish.
Welcome to Jordan's joke. Yeah, like.
Okay, there is some days you don't go sailing. Thursdays, Fridays,
Sunday.
The first Monday in April and the second Monday in August.
What?
So there's that. And then Christmas finally,
Eve.
Now this is just superstition. This is not the view of, this is not the view of whatever's clever. They say that women are bad luck on boats.
Makes sense again. I don't see any problem with any of these superstitions.
Jordan, come on.
And then they say,
just kidding.
If you're lucky enough to have girls on your boat, though, take that chance and forget the bad luck. And then it's a picture of a bunch of women in bikinis.
Boats and hoes.
Soats and oats. No.
Why?
They're my favorite 80s Hall band, Boats and Hoes.
Yeah, they have that Summer Breeze song.
They have that
about
one song.
Sailing.
So I think we helped people figure out that there's more to boats than just boat.
Next time you're out on the lake and you see a boat, I don't know what you're doing on the lake without a boat.
But now you can go through the drive-thru on a boat.
Yeah, you can.
Don't take your bananas.
You can talk about redheads and smoking cocaine, flying kayaks.
Yeah. Don't get Captain Mike, what was his name? Just don't get that captain driving your boat.
Squidward's bounty has not been claimed yet. So
the
if you own a boat,
movement,
that's a
great though.
One. The bow movement is claimed.
The center console is a type of boat you can go by.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, so now when you see the center console in your car.
In your car.
In your Hyundai
Every
Elantra,
time you look at the center console in your car, you put your arm on that car rest, be like, huh, center console, that's also a boat.
And then you'll think of me.
And then you'll think of me.
Or you could think of me. So we're going to post on our social media who's the host of the day.
And also, if we want to hear from you, we need your love and appreciation.
Please.
Tell us.
I'm pretty.
Tell me I'm pretty. Tell me I'm pretty. Tell us in the comments what you would name your boat if you owned a fishing drifter or a naval drifter or a friendship sloop.
Or a yacht.
Or a go-fast boat.
Whatever type of boat.
Or a hooker.
And whatever name
or
you give,
wary.
It has a chance to be on the show
or
next episode.
Pinnace.
We'll come back to it and we'll announce the names that were given on social media.
And there will be a winner.
There will be a winner.
Because there always has to be a winner.
There always has to be a winner.
Why do we pit successful women against each other?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I forgot to give you your prize for winning the boat naming contest.
Give it to me real quick.
It's a kiss.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's.
Let's end this thing as we usually do. The first episode, we did it. We're going to do it again. We are just going to.
Third episode? Nah.
We are just going to say boat for a minute to close out
the
episode. Timer up, please, Jordan.
Hey, Siri, you said a timer for a minute.
Sorry. Siri's not listening.
No, she's not listening to me.
She ain't listening, yo.
Got it. Okay. Ready? Begin.
Boat.
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 Boot.
Boat.
We're talking about my boat.
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 Boat, boat, boat.
Boat.
My boat!
Boat boy.
Boat boys. Talking about boats.
Epic boat sex.
Ice.
Boat.
Boat. Boat.
I speared an elderly couple hot air balloon with my fly yak. Boat.
Boat rider. Racketeer. Boat.
Boat, 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 boat.
The Cape Islander boat. Boat, boat, boat.
The boat in my garage is filled with other boats.
Boat, boat, boat.
A boat inside a boat with a boat in a boat.
Oi, is that a sailboat over there with cocaine?
What are you talking about, eh?
Boat,
oh.
Boat, boat, boat.
Boat.
Hello, it's me, Canadian Jordan, and I am talking about
boat.
Boat, boat.
Boat, boat.
Boat.
Get to the boat, it's me, Arnold.
Boat.
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 Come on, boat, kill me.
Oh, time's up.
Boat, boat.
Time's up, sorry.
Oh.
Boat.
Boat.
Oh, wait, one, two, three.
Boat.
Three. Boat.
Try it again. 1, 2, 3.
Boat.
Boat.
1, 2, 3. Boat. 1, 2, 3. Boat.
That was forceful.
1, 2, 3. Boat.
Boat.
1, 2. Shoot. Hold on. 1, 2. Boat. Oh
no. 1, 2, 3.
I'm Jordan.